This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, July 9th, A.D. 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Two U.S. missionaries were killed when a small plane they were traveling in Haiti crashed. Trent Hostetler, age 35, and John Miller, age 43, who are based in Haiti with the Christian outreach Gospel to Haiti, took a separate flight from that of their families, given there was not enough room on the plane, reports MyChristianDaily.com. The last known communication was a distress signal, and hours later the plane was found having crashed with no survivors. GoFundMe pages have been set up for the families of both Trent and John, and we have them linked in our transcript today at TheWorldview.com. Psalm 116, verse 15 says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His faithful servants." The White House is claiming that it has found a way to avoid ethics problems with the issue of President Biden's scandal-ridden son, Hunter, selling his paintings for hundreds of thousands of dollars, reports WorldNetDaily.com. The situation literally lends itself to the possibility of influence buying, as even a president's family is not immune to the appeal of $500,000 checks. And Joe Biden already has been revealed to have been involved financially in some of Hunter Biden's deal manipulations. Art critics were gushing with enthusiasm over Hunter Biden's daubs earlier when it was revealed he was planning to sell them for up to $500,000. But at least they admitted openly at the time the prices were high because of the painter's name, Biden. The Daily Mail reports that, quote, "The idea is avoid a situation where he knew who was buying his work so he might be in the position to do them a favor, although it still provides an opportunity for unidentified individuals to shovel large sums to the president's son as he battles high living costs and legal fees," end quote. Walter Schaub, the former director of the Office of Government Ethics in the Obama administration, said, quote, "So instead of disclosing who is paying outrageous sums for Hunter Biden's artwork so that we could monitor whether the purchasers are gaining access to government, the White House tried to make sure we will never know who they are. That's very disappointing," end quote. Schaub concluded, quote, "The idea is that even Hunter won't know, but the White House has outsourced government ethics to a private art dealer. We're supposed to trust a merchant in an industry that's fertile ground for money laundering, as well as unknown buyers who could tell Hunter or White House officials? No thanks," end quote. After initially denying a Christian group nonprofit status after the Internal Revenue Service said its founder had Republican beliefs, the IRS has reversed its decision. In a letter issued in May, the IRS argued that the newly formed Christian group, Christians Engaged, was not eligible for 501c3 status in part because, quote, "Bible teachings are typically affiliated with the Republican Party and candidates," end quote. The group sought to empower Christians to pray for our nation and elected officials, vote, and be civically engaged. First Liberty Institute responded on Christians Engaged's behalf, issuing an appeal letter to the IRS. Last month, attorney Leah Patterson wrote, quote, "The IRS states in an official letter that biblical values are exclusively Republican. That might be news to President Biden, who is often described as basing his political ideology on his religious beliefs," end quote. Yesterday, First Liberty Institute announced that the IRS has now reversed its decision and has granted tax-exempt status to Christians Engaged. The San Francisco Homosexual Men's Chorus has released a new video with a threat to many American parents. Listen.
"You think we're sinful? You fight against our rights. You say we all lead lives you can't respect. But you're just frightened. You think that we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked. Funny, just this once, you're correct. We'll convert your children. Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. keep him from disco. Warn about San Francisco. Make him wear pleated pants, we don't care. We'll convert your children, just like you worried. They'll change their group of friends. You won't approve of where they go at night to protest. Oh, and you'll be disgusted. Finding things online that you've kept far from their sight. We'll convert your children, yes we will.
Preaching one and all, there's really no escaping it.
Cause even grandma likes RuPaul.
And the world's getting kinder, Gen Z's gayer than Grindr.
We'll convert your children.
Did you notice the one line about Generation Z, those who are between the ages of 6 and 24? The San Francisco Homosexual Men's Chorus claims that that generation, predominantly composed of minors, is, quote, gayer than Grindr, end quote, the homosexual meetup app. No wonder Christian talk show host Todd Starnes said, quote, I suppose you could say this song is conversion therapy in reverse, end quote. Indeed, global data from Ipsos queried more than 19,000 people in 27 countries who had reached the legal age of consent in their country. The results found that respondents in Generation Z were twice as likely to identify as non-straight than their over 40 counterparts, and were four times more likely to identify as trans, non-binary, gender fluid, or something other than a traditional binary identity. Ephesians 6 verses 10 through 12 says, Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Kathy Blake from Fate, Texas in the Dallas area wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. She said, quote, I needed to write to say how much I enjoy The Worldview. Out of all the Christian, conservative, and homeschool emails I get, this is one of my favorites. I often share what I read with my children. I have 8 kids, with 7 still at home. I currently homeschool 6 of them. It is so beautiful to see people standing for truth. So many people are offended by our beliefs, and it's getting harder to speak God's truth. But I will continue doing it and melt a few snowflakes in the process. Anyway, have a blessed day and keep sharing the truth. You have many supporters from what I've read in your emails. End quote. And Phil and Lisa Connor in Fort Worth, Texas wrote me as well. They said, quote, We want to thank you for your clarification on Chick-fil-A. While it is sad that this is the case, it is good to have the knowledge we need so we can make wise decisions in where we go to eat. It is encouraging to have a newscast that takes the time to correct past articles. That shows humility and makes you all the more credible in our eyes. Thank you, too, for sharing God's words after the news items. It is good to keep God's perspective in front of us. We are praying for you. End quote. And finally, to help keep The Worldview on the air, we need to raise $65,000 by midnight tonight. 25 New Worldview listeners stepped up to the plate. Our thanks to Rhina in North Chesterfield, Virginia, who gave $10, as well as Naomi in Sparks, Nevada, Dietrich in Newberry, Florida, Lorena in Selma, Texas, and Kathy in Fate, Texas, each of whom gave $25. We appreciate Jennifer in Evansville, Indiana, Angela in Harrison, Idaho, Jeffrey in Sevierville, Tennessee, Jean in Thomasville, North Carolina, each of whom gave $50. The ministry values the support of Deborah in Sterling, Colorado, who gave $100 in honor and memory of Benjamin Gillum, as well as Robin in Simsbury, Connecticut, Gina in Madison, Alabama, and Antoinette in Brandon, Florida, each of whom also gave $100. We're grateful to God for Courage in Mediapolis, Iowa, and Brian in Portland, Oregon, both of whom gave $200, as well as Maria in Edmore, Michigan, who pledged $20 per month for 12 months for a gift of $240. BC in Grandview, Washington, who gave $300. Rachel in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, and Joseph in East Flat Rock, North Carolina, both of whom pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300. And were humbled by the generosity of Hannah in Portland, Oregon, who pledged $35 per month for 12 months for a gift of $420. Jonathan in Glen Mills, Pennsylvania, and Lenora in Orlando, Florida, both of whom gave $600, as well as Mark in Southport, North Carolina, Chris and Marnie in Derry, New Hampshire, and Meredith in Bertram, Texas, each of whom gave $1,000. Those 25 gifts add up to $6,870. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $71,393. Oh my. The newscaster is almost speechless. The generosity of every donor is simply stunning. You helped us exceed the $65,000 goal by $6,393. On behalf of the entire Worldview team, including Emily Monday, who researches some of the stories and conducts occasional interviews, Rebecca Swanson and Kayla White, who upload the audio and images, as well as Jonathan Clark, Kevin Swanson, and myself, who write the newscast, thank you. We take our responsibility to bring you the news from a Christian perspective very seriously, and we value your vote of confidence. Today is the final day of the campaign. So, if you have not given, and you'd like to, just go to theworldview.com. Click on Give, select the dollar amount, and select the recurring button if that's your wish. Who knows what the Lord might do? And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, July 9th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.